Gemara in Zvachim Dav Chof Amid Alev brings the Mishnah Evorim Shapoku Melgabi Amizbeach. So it says Kodim Chatzos Yachzir Moalim Ban Racha Chatzos Lo Yachzir Vein Moalim Ban. That means that there's a din that after Chatzos these Evorim have a din of Meukal, of burnt, of dashen, that's the pastor. There's no meal in it because it's as if it was Nasi's mitzvah, so Rashi says over here. The mitzvah, which is Haktorah, was done already. And meal, there's no meal. Also, Lo Yasi, don't put it back in the Mizbeach, also because the mitzvah of Haktorah was done already. And that the Gemara asks Menani Mili. The Gemara brings a pasuk, Omer Rav, Kosvechad Omer Koalaylo Behikti, Kosvechad Omer Koalaylo Behirim. So we say, okay, said, one place it says he should burn it all night, and one pasuk says he should pick up the deshen, pick up the ashes, and do the mitzvah of Termas HaDeshen, all night it can be done. And that the Gemara says, Chalkeyu, Chetzu Laktor, Vechetzu Laarom. Half of the night is for Aaron. Rashi says, the Chetzir La'arom, the last line of Rashi on the bottom, Chetzir La'arom, and Mechatzos La'alon Kori Deshen. It's called Deshen. Rashi, before, in the beginning of the Sugya, brings the Gemara in Zvachim. It says the Rashi Dibur Masa Acher Chatzos. Rashi says Acher Chatzos Ein Tzarich LaHachzer Shachatzos Ose Iko Beivorim Shemoslo BoHor Vava B'Shiyesh BoMamz. It's not talking that nothing happened to Beivorim. It was Moslo BoHor. It was, and that we say that Chatzos gives it a din of Iko. There's no more the mitzvah Akhtar on this. And that's why it's considered Nasi's mitzvah, so you don't put it back on the mizbeach. And also there's no meal on it. Tosfos Dibur HaMaaseh Evorim Shapoku brings the Gemara in Zvachim. It calls it, these Evorim, the Gemara says, Shriri, the Gemara calls them. Also that it was burned from the outside, Rashi over there says, and it was dry from the inside. And that's considered Haktorah. This level of Masla Bahor is already considered a Torah, and that's why we say that you don't put it back in the Mizbech after Chatzos. It means he was already Mekayim the Mitzvah of Torah. He doesn't have to continue burning. But in Rashi you have a big Chiddush over here, the way Tosis brings from Rashi. Tosis over here brings from Mefarish Rashi Hosam. That means Rashi in Zvachim says it's not in our Rashi. These Avorim that were only burnt from the outside, which are called Shriri, they are also Roy La'arom, and you could do with them the mitzvah of Termas HaDeshen. You could pick them up and it's considered Deshen, which you put next to the Mizbeach. And that Tosfos argues. According to Rashi, what's the pshat Roy La'arom? That tells us that there's no more mitzvah of Akhtar. The pasuk doesn't say that you no more be makter. The pasuk just says Chetzir La'arom, that the second half you're merim. You do with this whatever is on the mitzvah, the mitzvah of Aroma. Rashi says these Eivorim, they're not mamish ashes, and still you could do with them the mitzvah of Arum. That's understood. There's no more the mitzvah of Akhtorah, because it just, if you can be merim, and if you could do Termas HaDeshen with it, that means it's considered Deshen. You can't do Termas HaDeshen with something that's not Deshen. And if it is considered Deshen, that means there's no more mitzvah of Akhtorah. That we can understand, Rashi. The only thing is that Tosfos argues on that you can't say that there should be a mitzvah of Harom on these kind of Evorim, because it's the Lav Deshen, Nina, the Rish says. Peri Piresh, the Lav Evorim Harom, the Lav Deshen, Nina. So how could that be? How can you say that you do Harom with these Evorim? Error, the Rish learns different, sir. What does he say? Chetzir l'aroma de komar means ke'en aroma. What does ke'en aroma mean? Shem rim l'aktorim. Comes out. So we're talking here about a worm that are not fit for doing shemazadeshim with them. They're not yet deshim. And still the Pasuk tells us that the mitzvah of Aktora he finished by Chatzos with this amount of that the Aver was burnt, which they call Shrir. This amount of burning is considered that they're Mekayim the mitzvah of Aktora. How do we know that it's Mekayim the mitzvah of Aktora with that amount? It doesn't say how much time is Aktora was given for the mitzvah of Aktora. All it says is that's your La'arom. And from that we're supposed to understand there's no more mitzvah aktor. And that chetzir la'arom itself doesn't really mean arom. It only means ke'en arom. That means the way the Torah told us that there's no more mitzvah aktor is by saying that half of the night is for arom. But with this Eber you can't do arom. You have to understand, it's a very strange way of saying it, that the Torah should tell us you don't do Aktor anymore. And how does the Torah say? By saying you do Aroma. And really you can't do Aroma. So it comes out we have a situation that it's an in-between thing. Aroma you can't do with this. Aktor also you can't do. And this which you can't do Aroma with. But we're supposed to understand from the Lashon Chetzir la'aroma that you don't do Aktor anymore. So why did the Torah say it in such a strange way? The Torah said Chetzir la'aroma when Bemis you can't do Aroma with it. And all the Chetzir la'aroma means is it's not a time for doing Aroma anymore. But Aroma itself, Bisham, according to Rashi, so we can understand what it says over here. According to Rashi, the Pshat is that this Aver itself is fit for doing Aroma with it. So that's understood. If the Aver is fit for doing Aroma with it, you can't do Aktor anymore with the same Aver that you do Aroma with. But if the Pshat is that Aroma you can't really do, so how do you see in this that you can't do Aktor anymore? By saying that you should do Aroma. So what does it mean? In other words, I'm asking, what does it mean? It's a chetzir la'aroma, which you can't do aroma, and only it's kain aroma. What does that mean? We have further in Tosfos, we have another pshat, which is in a certain sense similar to the first pshat, the Riyah Bokhur. Tosfos brings Riyah Bokhur Miyashiv Pirush Rashi. It was bothering the Riyah Bokhur. Could even be that it was bothering him. How can you say Chetzir la'aroma on such a thing that you can't really do aroma? He's looking for a way to explain that the Kipshuto, that the Chetzir la'aroma should go on this Aver itself, that this Aver you can do aroma. On the other hand, it's Shver. How could you say on something that's not really Deshim, Chetzir la'aroma, you should do Trumas HaDeshim on something that's not really Deshim? And that the Riyah Bokhur says there is another type of aroma. Besides Trumas HaDeshim, which is you take ashes off of the Mizbeah and put it next to the Mizbeah, another type of Trumas HaDeshim, another type of aroma at least, which is Haromas Hadeshin, he says, Matiroshon Laospon Latapua. Lovely name, Shayasim, and Trumas Hadeshin. That's not what it means. What it means to be Osifit to the Tapua. But he says further, that Mechatzos Ve'eloch, it's considered equal, burnt enough, that what? So there's a new thing that means you're allowed to take it off of the Marokhan. It was there on the Maroch, on the fire burning, and this burning is our kiyum of the mitzvah Torah. And now we give a special hetzer to take it off of the fire. What gives the special hetzer? And that hetzer's lashon is Sharom Masad Deshen Matiroshim to be oshevet to the Tapua. So it kilo, like just like we find the truma is a matir on the rest that you're allowed to eat it. So the lashon of Tashis here seems to be saying the same thing. A Ramas Adeshin is a heter that you can stop burning it, you can stop doing the Akhtor. But it doesn't mean Chetzir Lahm, it comes out like this, that Chetzir Lahm Roma doesn't mean you're marrying this itself. Chetzir Lahm Roma means the aroma of the Deshin is a matter on this. But that you have to understand, how can you say that? In this Mishnah Zvachim that the Gemara quoted over here, it doesn't say that Trumas Hadeshin was done. It doesn't say that you're potter from putting it back in the Mizbeach because Trumas Hadeshin was done. It says, Acha Chatzos, Lo Yase, I'm finished. Even if Trumas Hadeshin was not yet done, still Lo Yase, still you're not Mazur. The Lashon of the Riyah Bocher says, Sharomas Hadeshin. Matiros Moros from the Tapuach is Mashma. You need a Truma Sadeshin. Matiros, he says, that gives a head. You have to say love that for you. So we'll soon explain it. Comes out there's two things you have to understand over here. First of all, the Re, which said Kain Aroma, Shane Ruim like Torah, what that means. Second thing, the Riyah Bocher that said you can be Osefit to the Tapuach through the Trumas Adeshin, which really it's not mentioned over here, the Trumas Adeshin was done. But to explain this, we can explain it according to a Gemara later. Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin on the Beis talks about Avodas Laila. And it says, that there's more talks about is avodas laila kosher bezor? Avodah which you can do at night, is it kosher? Can a zor do it also or not? Which over there it's talking about zor shesider, zor shesider samarof. It's talking about he set up the wood on the mizbech. That the Gemara calls it an avodah shekshera balaila. Is it possible bizarre now? And that the Gemara brings two kashes. One kash is a Ivarim Mupdorim. The Gemara brings there's a din the whole night you could burn the Ivarim that are left from the day, then you could burn it the whole night. And that's the mitzvah Torah. And that we know the din is that it's possible bizarre. Azor is not allowed to do it. So the Gemara says, no, that's not considered Avodas Laila. That's considered Sof Avodah the Imam, the end of the Avodah of the daytime. You don't call that Avodah of the night. And the Gemara goes on to ask from Trumas Adeshin that by Trumas Adeshin there's a din that it's done at night or can be done at night. And still we see it's possible bizarre. So the Gemara says no. Chivas Avodah the moment. Trumas Adeshin is the beginning of the Avodah of the daytime. What does it say over here? That we have two avodas that are done at night, yet they're considered avodas of the day. How's that? If Arm of Durim, even though it's done at night, is considered the soap of the avoda of the previous day. And Trumas Adeshin, even though it's done at night, is considered the tchila of the avoda of the next day. So it could be like this, but that'll be the pshat over here. It says that we're in the Gemara, Chetzir La'Torah, Chetzir La'Roma. When we say Chetzir La'Roma, half of the night, it's for Aroma. It's understood from that Aroma means not just that you do the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin, and the Chetzir La'Roma means you're starting the avod of the next day. And it comes Chetzos, the avod of the next day is beginning. That's what Truma Sadeshin is. It's the beginning of the avodah of the next day. When you say Chetzi L'Aktora, so it means the first half of the night is a time of Aktora. That means that the first half of the night is ending the avodah of the previous day. So according to that, that'll be the pshat in the Ri. When the Torah said Chetzi L'Aroma, and the Ri said on that, Kein Aroma, She'ein Ruim L'Aktora, he wasn't talking about this Eva itself, like Rashi was saying. According to Rashi, it means this itself, you don't have to be makir anymore. And we know that you don't have to be makir from the fact that the Torah said, do harom on it. No, according to the read, the Torah never said, do harom. The Torah said, kein harom. Meaning, that now it began the time of avodah d'yamam. Truma Sadeshin is the beginning of the avodah d'yamam. Once it came the time of Truma Sadeshin, once you can do harom, that tells us, this is what you can do harom in Chatzio, in half of the night. That tells us not just that it's a time of doing that mitzvah. This Eivor, you can't even if it's time to do that mitzvah, you can't do that mitzvah on this Eivor, because it didn't yet become Asher. But since the Pasuk does tell us that it's the time for doing that mitzvah, which is not just the time for doing that mitzvah of Truma Sadeshin, it's the time that it begins the avodah of the new day. So from that you understand that you can't do Aktor anymore. Of course, this Eivor, you can't do Truma Sadeshin on it. But what do you want to do on it? You want to do Haktor. And Haktor is self avodah d'yamam, the Gemara says over there. So that's what Tosfos means when Tosfos says, Kein Aroma. Hetzir Aroma de Kama, Kein Aroma means that since now is the time of Aroma, that shows us that now began a new day, the Gabi Avodah. Memelish ain't ruin Haktor, because Haktor is self avodah of yesterday. And that'll be the pshat in Tosfos, in the first sheet of Tosfos. According to that, so we'll go further to explain the Riyah Bochur, and we'll say that he also holds like that. Riyah Bochur said that Chetzi L'Aroma means that Aroma Sadeshin Matiroson L'Oisfun L'Tapuach. So it's not, it doesn't, he didn't mean Aroma Sadeshin Kipshuto, that your mom is do Aroma Sadeshin, you do Truma Sadeshin, and that's what's matter, L'Oisfun L'Tapuach. He meant to say, this is the Zman of Truma Sadeshin, is matter to be Yosef L'Tapuach. Since now, it's the time, which on that time you say, Tchilas Avodah D'Yamamah, well, now it's the time when it can begin the Avodah of the daytime. And Aktor is self of the avodah of yesterday. So that Zman, the coming of that Zman, that's what he means, Aroma Sadeshin, the coming of that time of Aroma Sadeshin, that's Matzil Oisul Tapuach. According to this, it comes out that they're very close, the Ri and the Ri Abocher, these two Shitas in Tosfos, are very close. Both of them say that there's a Zman of Truma Sadeshin. It's not a Truma Sadeshin according to this Mandoma, at least, it's from Chatzos on. And that Zman doesn't allow the Zman of Aktora to continue, because the Zman of Aktora, even though it would have been possible to do Aktora, it doesn't allow the Zman of Aktora to continue. But both of them agree, because Aktora is the end of the Avodah of Yesod. So what is the difference between the Ri and the Ri Abochur? If both hold that you can't do Aktor after Chatzos, and both hold that it's the time of Truma Sadeshin is what makes it you can't do Aktor after Chatzos, Emre and so and what are they arguing in? But that's anyway the pshat, they're arguing in something else anyway. What they're arguing in is The Chazanish in Simen Chof, Osh Aleph, she explains the machlokes of the Ri and the Ri Abochur. According to the Ri, as long as you have a worm on the fire, or on the Mizbeach at least, you're not allowed to take them away and put them under tapua. You're not allowed to take them off of the fire. That the lesson of the Chazon Ish is to the re-adayin mitrash miruk haktor alayim, to finish the haktor, called manshein al mizbech. But also, lenatkan the tapua. According to the re, there's a din. Something that's on the mizbech is also to take it and put it on the tapuach and stop it burning. And that's the lashon of this mishnah that the Gemara brings here. Ivarim shepoku me'agabe mizbech. This whole din that we've been talking the whole time, that after chatzos you don't burn it anymore. It doesn't just say that you stop burning, stop doing the mitzvah. It says poku, they fell off of the mizbech. But as long as they're on the mizbech, not just that you can continue being makter, only according to the re, there's an isur to take it off of the fire. Even though it was moshla ben ahor, which the Gemara calls shriri, and that level of being burnt, you're not allowed to take it off of the fire. Take it off the mizbech. You have to put it back and let it continue burning. According to the Riyah Bochur, no. It's mutter after chatzos to take it away from the mizbech, take it off of the fire, as long as you leave it on the mizbech, and to put it on the tafuah. Now, Akoponim, everybody agrees, comes out from all this, that something, the mitzvah Torah, can continue after chatzos. The whole din of lo yachsh is only poku, they fell off of the mizbech. As long as they're on the mizbech, the mitzvah Torah does continue. The question is just how strong is that mitzvah? According to the Ri, there's even an iser to stop being makter. According to the Ri HaBocha, there's no iser to stop being makter. And the Ri HaBocha adds, if he wants to leave it on the Maroch, to finish the mitzvah Torah, if he wants, the mitzvah is still there. Comes out, it's like a Hidra mitzvah, you could call it, or if you want to continue the mitzvah, you're allowed to continue it. But according to the Ri, there's an issue. According to what we're talking until now, we were saying that actually when it comes chatzos, it starts avodah d'yamamah starts. It starts the time that you call it avodah d'yamamah. How could they both say that it's still, you can still continue the mitzvah of Haktorah? If the Haktorah is a mitzvah that belongs to yesterday, how could you continue it into the next? So you have to say that in Haktorah itself, there's two kinds of Haktorahs. A Haktorah, which is a continuation of yesterday's Haktorah, that you can continue even into the next day. And but Haktorah, which is considered a new Haktorah, that you can only do it as long as in the time that you call Sof Avodah D'Yamamah. But when the time that's called Tchilas Avodah D'Yamamah after Chatzos, you can't do that. And to be Mechazik this Svora, I want you to bring a Gemara in Zvochim. Here, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches Amud Bey in Zvochim. We're talking Kuf Ches Amud Alef in the Mishnah. It talks about somebody the isha of ha'aloh b'chutz. It's the isha to bring up on the mizbeach b'chutz outside of the Beis HaMikdash. What will be the din? Hela b'chozer v'hela chozer. I did it a few times. It's according to Rabbi Shimon is chayev on each time he brought it up. According to Rabbi Yossi, enu chayev ela achash. And then the Gemara says, hell of a that it's talking that he took one aver and he broke it up into pieces, and he was knocked a part of the aver, then another part, then another part. The machlokis is the aver. Aver is a whole thing. The machlokis is, since it was chosru, So maybe he shouldn't be chayiv on it. Chosru v'echad on him. Because chosru v'hevu bachut. Since when he brought the first fish, he made it chosru. So you can't be chayiv on the rest. The rest is already a iver chosru. It's missing. That's not a whole thing. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says they know chayiv alachas on the first kizayis. But the rest he's not chayiv on. Shimon also knows. It doesn't matter what it was chosin. Iver chosin is also chayvon. It's chayvon every kezais and kezais that he puts on the mizbeach. That the Gemara says, but what will be if that's because it was chosin outside? But what will be inside? In the azor muktere panim shel chosin ve'elu bachtus. Means what? He was makdir part of the iver inside, and then he took it outside and he was makdir the rest of the Eber outside. Is he chayiv on that? That everybody holds that he's chayiv. Everybody holds he's chayiv. That's it's considered a haftorah. After you were makdir part of the Eber, if it went off of the Mizbeach, so there's a mitzvah haftorah to bring back what's left and be makdir what's left on the Mizbeach. Comes out that even if it's missing a piece, it's still considered a haktorah, what he's marked here, the leftover on the mizbeach. And everybody agrees to that, the Gemara says. And then the Gemara says, Avuah d'Shmuel argues on that. Avuah d'Shmuel says, Kiman mahadrinon pokin v'gabe mizbeach kiman the loka of Yoshi. The word the Shmuel says that according to Rabbi Yossi, you're not machzir poking on the mizbeach. Part of the Eber was mukta, was burnt on top of the mizbeach, and it fell off. According to Rabbi Yossi, you won't have to put it back into the mizbeach. That's what the Gemara says. You're not machzir. According to Rabbi Yossi, he argues on the Aldin of being mahadir poking. Where does he get it from? Because he holds mukta etnim shechosu. Ve'elo bachut is potter. I mean, mukta, that's not called aktor. If it was chosur, it's not called aktor according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's for sure. On top of the mizbeach, part of it got burned. It's for sure a din of continuing to be makdir the rest. To continue being makdir the rest. Why is that? So you see from here, this is what we're saying, that there's two kinds of aktors. There's aktor that's a continuation of what was being mukta the whole time in Tuma, and a continuation that can be even if it was chosher, as long as it's a continuation of what was before. It means this itself, it shouldn't have been, if the Aver is in a matter of in a situation where it shouldn't be considered a Torah because of the chosher, because part of it is burnt and part of it is not here. But since it's a continuation of the Torah that's been done till now, it is considered a Torah. Once it falls off of the Mizbeach, and you have to bring it back up to the Mizbeach, that's considered a new Torah you can't do, because the chosher makes it, it's not considered a Torah. According to Rabbi Yossi, this is what it's chosher, this is what's missing a piece, makes it takes off, that's not considered aktor. That's how Rabbi Yossi holds. From this Rabbi Yossi, you see that there's two ways of doing aktor. According to that, so we can explain over here also, even after the whole piece of Torah that we were saying till now, but after Chatzos, it's not a time of Trumas Hadesin because It's a time that you call Tchilas Avodah D'Yamamah, and Haktorah is not shaykh in that time, because Haktorah is a sof Avodah D'Lilya. But that's only on the Haktorah of a new Haktorah, of poking of something that fell off of the Mizbeach and was put back on top of the Mizbeach. And that you could say, that Haktorah, the doing a new Haktorah, that you can't do in such a time when now is the time of Tchilas Avodah D'Yamamah. But Akhtar, which is Akhtar of a continuation of before, so it doesn't matter what it came from the previous day, you can continue going into after Chatzos also. Another Gemara I wanted to bring to be Mechazik, this word I was saying here, In Zvachim, Pezayin Amidah, the Gemara asks a Shaila, Boimene, Rabbi, my Rabbi, the Gemara asks, Lina Moeles, Rosh Hashem Mizbeach, Oena Moeles, Rosh Hashem Mizbeach, that these Avorim were left on top of the Mizbeach. And on that we say, maybe Lina doesn't help Rosh Hashem Mizbeach. Why should, there's a psul lina, something that stays overnight becomes possible. But Barosh Hashem is bech, the Gemara says maybe there's no din of lina. And that the Gemara says, why should it be that way? The Gemara says, because it could be a svara of the shulchan medaminonai. It has a din of the shulchan. Award it man. I feel the hand on the shulchan. Yom im rabbi main bekach klum. So what's it mean that you keep the lechem upon him? You keep it on the shulchan for a whole week. It doesn't become possible lina. The same thing is over here. That you kept these emurim or a varm of ola on top of the mizbeach, so it doesn't become possible lina. The Gemara wants to say even if it was yardu in between. It seems he brought it back on top of the Mizbeach. So you learn out from the Shulchan that there's no psul of lina on top of the Mizbeach. The question is like this, you have to understand, how does the Gemara compare that to the Shulchan? The Gemara says that just like in the Shulchan, it doesn't, when it's being there, being in the place where it belongs, doesn't make a psul lina, just like by the Shulchan, it's on the Shulchan for all these days. It's with where it belongs, it doesn't pass a belina. The same thing, being on top of the Mizbeach doesn't make a psulina. There's no, what's the comparison to Shulchan? By Shulchan, that's where it belongs, it's supposed to be in the Shulchan. That's why we say that there's no psulina. No psulina on top of the Shulchan. So, because it's supposed to be there, so it doesn't pass the Berlin. But by the Rosh Hashem Mizbeach, it's not that it belongs on top of the Mizbeach, it's that there's a din that you have to do Akhtorah. The place to do Akhtorah is on the Rosh Hashem Mizbeach. But, place to do the Akhtorah, that's the Rosh Hashem Mizbeach. But he didn't do the Akhtorah, he didn't do what he was supposed to. So why are you going to say that it doesn't pass the lina? Why? Because it's there. The being there means it's in a place where lina can't pass. It's not in a place where lina can't pass. It's mitzvah wasn't done. It's mitzvah like Torah wasn't done by shulchan. The mitzvah of sitting in the shulchan. It's a mitzvah to be there 8 days. That's why there's no psul lina. You see from here that it goes even further. The svar that we were saying, that there's such a thing as a continuation of Akhtorah. That something that began to do Akhtorah, it stays, the mitzvah of Akhtorah stays on it. You see from here that in the mitzvah of Akhtorah itself, there's another part that it's like the mitzvah is that it should be there on the Mizbeach. Being on the Mizbeach is part of the mitzvah of Akhtorah, that it should be on top of the Mizbeach and to be maktered over there. That's what you see from it. And that explains the Gemara we were bringing before, that poking is different than not poking. Why is it that by poking, the way we were explaining before, so it's considered that it's a new mitzvah of Akhtorah, and on that we have to be done when, or where are we holding? Are we holding before Chatzos? Are we holding after Chatzos? And Mamele, is it Shaykh now, this new mitzvah Akhtorah? Why is poking any different than anything that wasn't burned? As long as you didn't burn it, so the mitzvah wasn't done. So we have to know, is now the time of the mitzvah Akhtorah or not? So what does it have to, what is the poking, the falling off of the Mizbeach makes it worse? I mean, this is how we explained it before. This seems to be the Hezbeh. Falling off of the Mizbeach makes it be considered now new Akhtor. But as long as it's on the Mizbeach, it doesn't matter. I mean, over there, the Gemara in Meyua, that Tosfos brought over here, the Gemara says, Gacheres Shepoko, Melgabe Mizbeach, And then he wasn't back. Oh, Gabe on his bed. Yeah, on top of the bed, there's also such a thing as poka. And that the Gemara says, yes, and the Gemara discusses why. Why are you massive? But there's a mile of being al gabi amizbeach that you're master. So you have to understand why is that. So you see from this Gemara that there is such a thing. Part of Haktor is more than just burning the Ivra on the Mizbeach. There's two parts to it. There's being on the Mizbeach and being master there. And that the Gemara compared to Shulchan. That this has a mile, these Ivarim have a mile that Lina shouldn't pass on. Because they're in the place where they belong. Just like Lechem on the Shulchan is in the place where it belongs, this is also in the place where it belongs. So even though it's missing the Mitzvah, Torah wasn't yet Nishkayim, but as long as it's there where it belongs, there's no Psul Lina. Maybe over here also by us. As long as it wasn't poking, it doesn't matter what it is, you consider it one continuous Matzah, one continuous situation of either Akhtara or whatever you want to call it, but it's not a new thing, it's not happening. The hand, the avodah that had begun until now is just continuing. So that can, a continuation of an avodah of yesterday can even go into the next day, can even go into after Chatzos, which is has a din of the next day. But a new actor that you can't do in the next day. And after Chatzos, we consider it like the next day, because that's called Tchilas Avodah D'Yomom. Yes, sir. Oh, and again, the Machlok is the Ri. And the Ri HaBocher was in this mitzvah of continuing the Haktorah, when it's on top of the Mizbeach, and the Haktorah is being continued. How strong is that mitzvah? Is that mitzvah a mitzvah that you're mechuyev to keep on doing as long as it's still being mukter? That means, according to the, let's say it's mamish on the fire, you're mechuyev to keep on letting it burn and not allowed to stop that? That means the continuation of the mitzvah of Akhtar that's being continued is mamish the same mitzvah as before? Or do we say no? According to the Ri HaBocher, it's not that we say that mitzvah that began is the only, it's like the Hidur mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah. But it's not the same mitzvah itself. That's what I wanted to explain the Tosh over here. We'll finish with Advar Agoda in the mitzvah of Truman Sadeshin. Based on this Gemara that I just now brought, the Gemara says that Truman Sadeshin is Tchilas Avodah D'Yomom, Tchilas of the Avodah the next day, which is interesting. The Bemes, the Truman Sadeshin is Deshin that came from yesterday. It's not Deshin. It's the beginning of today's Avodah, but it doesn't come from today. It's not today's carbon. It's Deshin from yesterday's carbon. And yet, that's an Ofen and a Tzura and a Der, how to begin the Avodah of the next day. I want to say like this. The Kiyodua, the union of Karbonus, is that a person gives himself over by bringing a carbon. A person shows is giving himself over to Hashem's will. The carbon represents the person himself. Just like the person, instead of giving him, burning himself on the Mizbeach, so he puts the carbon on the Mizbeach, kilo, like that's him, that represents him. And the carbon goes up in the fire of the Mizbeach, as if he's giving himself, legamri, giving himself over to the Rosh and Hashem, being Mizbatal to Hashem's room. But, over here, what happens in the end? And then there's Deshin left over. Deshin is left over means as if he didn't succeed all the way. He gave over and Takum went up in the fire of the Mizbeach, and something was left that didn't go up in the fire of the Mizbeach, as if to say didn't give itself over, wasn't Mizbatal or Gamri to the Rosh Nashim, and something it looks like failure, looks like he missed, this part was left, he didn't succeed, and the person is supposed to go the next day The pasuk says, "V'nasati l'chol mahalchim bein omli mo'ila." A person is called a mahalch, and a mahalch is considered a omed. He stands still. A person is called a mahalch. A person is always going, steiging from madrega to madrega. It's supposed to be that every day a person grows a little bit more than yesterday. And over here, after he did this great avodah of korban, the mesiras nefesh of korban, and still, after such a high madrega of mesiras nefesh, still he wasn't matzliach, and something is left of it. How do you start the avodah the next day when you see that yesterday you didn't succeed all the way you thought? So it's a yetzar that can come in and say, what are you going to go further? You see that yesterday you didn't make it. So I said, go further. And that the Torah says, Dafka, to take that failure, yesterday's failure, and begin, Taka, begin the avodah of the next day with that failure. That's what we call Tchilas Avodah the moment. It's the beginning of the avodah of the day is Agrab, not just to ignore, which is also an avodah in itself, just to be Mesiyah Da'atim. Even more than that, to know that Lo Lecha Melocha Ligma, that your tachlis is not to finish to be Matzliach. Your tachlis is to do. Once you did everything you could. The rest is Bidei Shamayim, if you how much to be Matzliach and not to be Matzliach. It's not in your hands. But and the more a person knows this, the more his avodah is l'shem shemaim, and the less a person knows this, the more his avodah. So then, his more avodah is for himself, like kiyadua. That was the time of Korach, which I think in Chutzot yesterday was Parshas Korach. Avodas Levim is also a mitzvah, it's also Ratzon Hashem, but you can reach higher madrigas if you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So I'm missing that madrigi. But he didn't. But that was wrong. That was a mistake, because if you're doing what Hashem asked you to do, so what's the difference if you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim or you're doing the Ilas Sharim that the Levim did? This is a. And so everybody has his tafti. May it come down that Korach was talking missing in Bitul Legamrei to Ratzon Hashem. He was thinking about his own madregas. That's why that was his mistake. So that's what the Torah wants by Trumas Hadeshim. Take that what looks like a failure of yesterday, and with that start to avoid it today. Show. I'm not. It doesn't matter what if I was Matzliach, I wasn't Matzliach. What matters is, did I do the mitzvah the way I should? That's all that matters. With that hakora, you start the next day. That thing in a Truma Station, that reminds me of what I heard yesterday from Adam Golub, that said pshat in this Gemara in Chov Gimor Mitbeis. The Gemara says that Rav Dosha says in Chov Gimor Mitbeis on the bottom. Big day Kohen Gadol b'yom Kippur Markasha for a Kohen Hedid, and it's in the parsha of Trumas Hadeshim. The Big day Kohen Gadol b'yom Kippur, which is four begodim. So the Torah says, "Vlovas Hakem Midavad Mitzvah Seibad Yovas Abzor B'Herem Es Hadeshim." With those four begodim of Yom Kippur, because it's on even though it's Big day Kohen Gadol, and Rabbi Yisroel, there are two kashes, and the second kash is. Godim de nishtamashta ben kedusha chamur shtamish ben kedusha kala. So how could you take the godim that you use to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur and use that for Trumas Hadesh and Avodah Kala? How could you do that? It can't be. But the Gemara doesn't say what Rav Dosha answers back on this kasha. So it could be that's a teretz. Rav Dosha will answer, so what does it matter? We're doing a mitzvah. We're doing. So what's the matter if it's kedusha chamor or if it's kedusha kal? It's the same thing. It's the same Ratzon Hashem. Whether you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim or you do Trumas Hadeshim, regarding shavisho ben kederel, because it's l'rabo, like the Gemara says. As long as you're doing l'rabo, so it doesn't matter if it's regarding for Kodesh HaKadoshim or if it's for Trumas Hadeshim.